When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
To Moneyline with Kevin Walsh and Donnie Wrightside.
All right, right back out of here. Hour number two officially now underway right here on the grid. It's where we find out where JP is actually going with his pick in the assist market tonight. Nikola Jokic, Jamal Murray, Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Gabe Vincent, Aaron Gordon, Kyle Lowry. I'm going with Jimmy Butler over 6.5 assists tonight in the game for the Miami Heat. Where are you going with this one, JP?
Yeah, I'm going to go to Jimmy Butler here.
Let's go. There we go. I think Jimmy has a big game. I think Jimmy flirts with a triple-double tonight. I really do think that's a possibility. And if he leaves you one short, I mean, my goodness. Or if he does one of those 24-9-8s where he doesn't even get the double-double, that would be absolutely horrendous here. Also, the assist leader market, an interesting one too, because everybody anticipates that it's going to be Nikola Jokic. That's a minus 200 price. How about these prices behind Nikola Jokic if he doesn't lead the game in assist? Jamal Murray, 4-1 price. Jimmy Butler, 5-1 price. Bam Bam, 39-1 price here. So some fun price markets here that you can look at. And also, by the way, we're going to start talking about Major League Baseball in the next segment here. But I have to say, every time I look at these markets, like Nikola Jokic, it's such a unicorn in the NBA. He really is. Like, I see stuff like, you know, I had to record 12. Do you know how hard it is to get 12 assists? And I see Jokic at plus 210. I'm like, yeah, that makes some sense. Like, 12 assists. That's supposed to be almost impossible to get to. 14 assists out of Jokic, 6-1 price tonight. So when I look at those numbers and, like, run them up on, like, rebounds and stuff, we were doing that in the Lakers series. Like, Anthony Davis and Jokic to combine for 34 rebounds. I'm like, yeah, that makes some sense. Like, 17 rebounds apiece on average. Like, yeah, that's no big deal. Like, getting 10 rebounds is a very good game in the NBA. And they're like, oh, 17? Yeah. They'll both get that. And just need a couple more rebounds out of either one of them to cash that ticket here. So something to keep an eye on. But we'll get back to the NBA. We'll brush up on that a little bit later in hour number two. If you want to call in, it's 844-843-6879. Real quick here. And sometimes I like to joke about things. We brought up, I think it was the early line yesterday morning, the Buffalo Bills proposal for a stadium. They actually broke ground. They're ready to go. A couple years, they have a brand spanking new facility, which I believe was close to $1.5 billion, I want to say. I think it was, right? $1.5 billion, or could have been wrong, $2.5 billion. Whatever, it's a couple billion dollars. Well, the Jacksonville Jaguars are trying to crash the party here and say, you know what? We need a multi-billion dollar project that includes developing the area around TIAA Bank Field and the critical piece for the franchise's future, which means, hey, most teams you take a look at, build a stadium. They don't build necessarily housing around the stadium, but it's like an entertainment complex. Philly Live is here. There's a couple bars down there next to the stadiums. You know, some good times could be had. A lot of money could be made by these teams. But they're not looking at building a new stadium. They're actually looking at renovating their current stadium now. I actually went to a game back in 2006 in Jacksonville. Wasn't a very nice facility overall, to be honest with you. It just wasn't. Was it 2000? I think it was 2006, right? It was one of the first ACC championship games. It was played in Jacksonville. It was Florida State and Virginia Tech, and I was there. Not a great stadium, but granted, it's much, much different now. New big video boards and all that stuff. But I have to say, it sort of catches my eye when I see that it's going to cost $2.068 billion to renovate the stadium. Why are you just not knocking it down? Knock the thing down, Bill. They just built a brand new stadium. If it's going to rebuild the area and you're going to spend $2 billion, my goodness, put it somewhere nice. And also, Shad Khan saying, like, hey, you know what? The fun part about this is it's going to be sweeping views of downtown. Downtown what? It's like two buildings in Jacksonville. It's not like a downtown New York City. You know, downtown San Francisco, downtown Los Angeles. What are we sweeping views of at this point here? Now, here's what's interesting about this, too. Because it says if the city and the Jaguars agree on a two-year stadium renovation plan, the Jaguars would be forced to play their home games elsewhere. Now, get this. We've seen this in the past. Options include the University of Florida's Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, which is where the Florida Gators play, or Orlando's Camping World Stadium, which we see bowl games played there and some games, you know, big college events to open up seasons. I think Miami and Florida played there a couple years ago, the night that Andrew Luck retired. They play a lot of games down there. But also, how about this? Other sites also mentioned the 11,000-seat baseball stadium that houses AAA affiliate of the Miami Marlins. 11,000. The 9,400-seat stadium for the University of North Florida. What? Like, I granted, remember when the Chargers moved up the coast and waited for SoFi Stadium to get completed? They played in a soccer stadium. But that was like a new area, and it was really a Rams town, and you didn't really know what you were going to get, so you just said, you know, we'll play in the soccer stadium. The fact that you would play in a stadium of 9,400 is kind of laughable at this point here. But how about that? The Jaguars looking to renovate and play their games at Florida here. No surprise to Shad Khan. If he had his choice, he'd probably play every one of those games in London at that point here. But it also says that the team is hosting 14 events across Jacksonville over the next 2 weeks to allow residents and fans to learn more about the stadium renovations. Sounds nice the way they worded that, right? But you know what that means? We're going to take 14 trips across this city and tell the people how much we need you to pay us so we can build this stadium. And I, as the owner, don't have to pay a lot for it, if any, the way it boils down to. Boy, the rich get richer, man. Let me build a new stadium and get the people to pay for it. Come on now. We'll be back. It's Moneyline, hour number two, under.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's get after it. Let's have some fun. Let's get our handicapping thing caps on here. But before we do that, come on, man. You know we got to take care of the people. The phone lines are blazing here, 844-843-6879. We are going to go to Chris from Austin here calling in today on a glorious Wednesday afternoon. Chris, talk to me. What do you got?
Oh, man, what's good, DRS, man? It is burning
Love
hot
it.
Here in Austin.
Talk to me.
And it's nothing. Yeah. Yeah, man. So it's hot down.
We losing him out there, JP?
Kind of bad, you know what I mean?
There we go.
Yeah, it was bad, man. It was I went to bed, the Cubs
for
nothing,
night.
The same thing. Yeah. The Orioles, I went to bed, they were losing. They go, the Dodgers up 8-3, they lose. I'm like, what's going on? And remember, Donnie, we were talking yesterday. I said, man, I'm telling you, those plays that look good, we might want to pass today. Remember I said that? I said, man, I said that Oakland play is so hot right now, that trade was too crowded. That's why I got out of it. I got out of that Houston trade. I wasn't going to bet against my team anyway, but I got out of it. The under was the play. So, but, you know, man, I was listening to you talk about the props, and I couldn't agree with you more as far as Gabe Vincent has been money. If I'm going to bet a player prop tonight, Gabe Vincent, and I think it's over 16.5 points. I like the points, rebounds, and assists at -120. And I like the way the guy's playing. He's got plenty of confidence. And out there on the perimeter, they're having a hard time dealing with them, the Nuggets are. And, you know, I'm twisted with this series, DRS, because, you know, I've got money on the Nuggets. I've got a plus 225 for them to win the title. I've got Jokic to outscore. Yep. But the Heat have been so good. And this is where, you know, we talk, step back, check your bias. I think I'm going to take Denver at minus 2.5. And the zigzag, just from my eyes, I believe that Denver's going to bounce back tonight. And I expect Jamal Murray to go over his points. He's another one I'm playing on his points, rebounds, and assists. I think it's 36, 37. I think he'll get 30 tonight. And he normally is good for 5 to 10 rebounds and assists, man. So at 36.5 points, rebounds, and assists, that's good. And I like the Jokic over 1.5 three-point shots at plus 110 to kind of get some of that juice that I paid. Yeah, plus 110, I'm going to take that. I'm going to give that one a shot, man. Over 1.5, Nikola Jokic. But I'm torn because the Heat have been so good to me all playoffs. And now I'm kind of rooting against them, but I'm not. But I'm like you, man. I'm excited for the game to come on tonight. And like I said, I expect Jamal to have a good night. Gabe Vincent and that over 3.5. The Jokic, 51.5, is too high. And Jimmy – oh, and the other one you were talking about, DRS, Bam Adebayo, a double-double. I hit that game one. Sometimes I'll back off of it. I didn't play a game two, and he ended up with 9 rebounds. And so I think tonight probably a good play on him at that double-double, man. But, yeah, it was a bad night, man. But I'm looking forward to tonight. Maybe we can change our luck, man. The Red Sox did take team total, did make it over. They made it over. Yep. But, yeah, man, it's good to hear you guys. Your callers from Phoenix and Moose and all the over. VA. Here it is from Austin, Texas. Play boy, hook 'em.
Yep.
And I'm out.
Look at that, man. We got it covered nationwide here, of course, on the afternoon with Moneyline here. And he's right. Sometimes you have those bad nights. I had a bad night. I lost money last night. But sometimes, and it's also, if I get blown out in games, sometimes I don't worry about it so much. I'm telling you, man. Like, it's not even the money sometimes. It's the way you lose some of these wagers. And that Cubs game was absolutely excruciating. Let's not wait any longer. Hit those phone lines again, 844-843-6879. The Moose, he's loose here on a Wednesday edition of Moneyline Moves. Come on in here. Get in here and talk to me.
I tell you what, a big shout out to that man down in Texas, Chris.
Yep.
Hook him.
He knows.
Hook him, Chris. Hook him in Austin, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, yeah, last night wasn't as good as well. But tonight I got two tickets I'm looking at.
One's
a three parlay. I got the Joker. I got the Joker over 25.5 and a hook. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I got Bam over 16 and a hook.
Yep.
And I got Jimmy over 21 and a hook coming out of the plus 180. So then I got
That's a four pick.
I got Max Bruce over 1.5 threes. Mm-hmm. I got the Joker over 30 and a hook. I got Bam over 16.5. And I got Jimmy over 21 and a hook. And that's coming in at a plus 575. So,
there it is.
And you know what else I have?
Get up that ladder. What do you got?
You know what else I have? My bags are packed, and I'm ready to go out west. Viva Las Vegas. Let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Man,
you
that is the time of our lives.
You give me some heads up, and I've already got pre-approval, and I'm ready.
That's right.
We could do a nice little foodie tour out there as well. Oh, yeah.
That'd be so nice.
Yeah, so shout
nice
out
weather,
to JP
gambling.
And the crew, and you guys take care and keep Kate up out of the buffets, will you?
There you go. He's at a buffet right now, Moose, so he's enjoying his time off today, sitting back, sipping on some. What if he's a cocktail guy? By the way, is Kate up a cocktail guy? Seems like a beer guy. JP, what do you think? Cocktail guy, beer guy for K-Dub? Yeah. Not so much a beer. Like, I don't mind. Like, for me, a beer on, like, a hot day. Let's just say you go to a cookout, barbecue, family party. I do like the vodka seltzers now. Like, the vodka sodas. Some of them are really elite tasting. And I do enjoy that because I'm a flavor guy. But I got to tell you, I've never been, like, an IPA, a strong beer guy, Yingling here in the Northeast. No. I got to tell you, like, if you want me on a nice hot day, hey, Donnie, what beer do you want? I got to be honest, it's Coors Light, man. It's Coors Light. I'm not a beer guy. I'm not an aficionado. I don't want hey, let's go out and try six different beers. And I get it. People like to do that. They like to taste beers. I'm not that type of guy. You give me a cocktail. I'll drink a strong, stiff cocktail any day of the week. And by the way, talking about that, you know, sometimes your taste buds change a little bit. In my 20s, love Jack Daniels. More in my early 30s, rums. Graduated into vodkas and whiskeys. But I got to tell you, the last few times I've been out to dinner, I'm on the hunt for a good old-fashioned. Enjoy those, man. Some different places have different twists on the old-fashioned. Little sip and drink there. Never thought I would get one. Because just said, like the name of it, right? Old-fashioned. Like, come on, man. Did your grandfather drink that back in the 20s? Stop. Who's drinking that anymore? I'm telling you right now. Don't sleep on a good old-fashioned out there. Certainly hits the palate very well. Basketball odds boost today, as I told you, at DraftKings. Jimmy Butler to get 20 points or more. And Jamal Murray to record 20 points or more. Plus 100. Enjoy that one. The FanDuel Sportsbook. I haven't bet any of these ones yet. Just I bet the one at DraftKings. And again, I fat-fingered it, so I had to take it twice. At minus 175 and then again at plus 100, like an idiot that I am. But that's neither here nor there. The Kay Adams boost. Either Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo to score the first basket of game number three. That's a plus 330 price. It seems a little bit, granted, if somebody's going to score in the Miami Heat, it's probably going to be either one of those two. But I don't like that. Like, yo, Jokic with a layup to start the game. Thanks for that. Sometimes I'm really not down on some of those, not necessarily handicapped picks, but more of a luck pick. Now, granted, it's a plus 330 price. You're going to enjoy that if it works. Don't get me wrong. But I don't know if I'm going to take that one. Second one here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic to combine for 15 or more points and 5-plus assists in the first quarter. Boosted from plus 175 up to plus 250. I don't know if I'm down with that one either. But think about that. One guy has 8, one guy has 7, and then you got to get 3 assists from one guy, 2 from the other. Now, granted, one guy can have 15 and 5, and you take that down. I don't know if I'm in love with these two odds boosts here at the FanDuel Sportsbook. Major League Baseball's next. Don't you go anywhere. I'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Let's get after it. Major League Baseball, big card this afternoon. Actually started underway and already profitable for your boy DRS, thank goodness, because after yesterday, we had to recoup some of our losses here. Jace Peterson here, RBI prop, cashed in, used an odds boost here, or should I say a profit boost of 30% at the FanDuel Sportsbook. That worked out in my favor, but we are on the hunt for much, much more. Now, afternoon baseball, typically we get a lot more of these on a Wednesday afternoon and Thursday afternoons, but today, not so much. Only two games in the afternoon. Game number one, the Oakland Athletics, 7-3 currently here as I'm watching, over the Pittsburgh Pirates, top of the sixth inning. Runners look like on second and third, because I am a little bit behind here on the TV than I am from just watching on FanDuel, but I want to assume that somebody stole second base, I want to say. All right, well, runners on second and third as we get it. And minus 1,000 money line price on the Oakland Athletics with a 4-run lead here in the sixth inning and a live total of 13.5. Game number two that's going to start at 4:11. That is the Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres. It's a minus 112 price on the San Diego Padres and a total that's listed at 8. We'll get to that game in just a little bit, but the rest of those will be later on this evening. Now, also keep in mind, as we said, watching a lot, and I'm looking at a current live view of Yankee Stadium. And you know how like iPhones and Android phones, whatever phone you're using, has a lot of filters. It looks like the doomsday filter that they're actually putting up on the screen here in New York City because of how dusty, musty, cloudy, you know, foggy smokiness It would be interesting if they actually play this game because, and granted, it brought up, I think it was Brian this morning, producer on the early line, was like, you know what's interesting? I wonder if they canceled the game if it was like the NFL or if it was soccer. And he said, well, what does that mean? Why wouldn't they just cancel it for baseball? Well, the reason being is there's not a lot of running in Major League Baseball compared to actually like soccer and football. But at the same time, I mean, still, if you're a pitcher, man, you're huffing and guffing out there, getting after it on the mound. Might be something to watch out for. I hope they play because it gives us something to handicap and watch. But New York City under like a red tint at this point, and me in the Northeast in southern New Jersey, every day you wake up in the morning the past couple of days, it's like a fire sun up there, like completely blotched red. So you knew it's coming. And again, you can go outside in my backyard right now, and it feels like there is a wildfire literally right next door. So smoke is in the air, and it's interesting, too, because you have to keep in mind, sometimes it's not only with the athletes on the field that you are worried about, and certainly teams are going to protect their investments, but let's just say fans come to the ballpark, and it's an uncomfortable atmosphere. But secondarily, look, man, a lot of people aren't in peak health conditions, man. Some people just getting to the stadium is a little bit of a chore. And I'm not saying it's their fault or whatever medical problems they have, but you can't be a Major League Baseball team. It's like, hey, you know what? I had a couple of people go into cardiac arrest because they couldn't breathe at the game and it was outdoors. You have to think about that as well. So we'll see if those games do play. I hope they do, but there is reasoning behind it that possibly they won't. Let's take a look at the bad pitchers on the mound today. Since the start of May, May 1st is where I'm going to use some of these statistics here, and I'm going to rate off of FanGraphs. So roughly, what, about 5 full weeks that we're looking at here, minimum innings pitched here of at least 10 innings. Now, if we're looking overall here at ourselves, we line up, and it's Charlie Morton is actually the best pitcher on the card today with an xFIP minus of 71. ERA is slightly higher at 4.33, but a Sierra number stellar at 3.52. 29.9% K rate, so roughly 30% handling his business. WHIP is a little bit high too at 1.47, but if you are going to keep the ball on the ground, certainly that's going to pay off. Logan Webb also, he's actually pitching in Colorado today. He's got a pretty good xFIP minus number of 72, but his ERA much, much better than Charlie Morton's at a 1.73 also. Very good xFIP numbers and Sierra prices as well. Edward Cabrera, the third pitcher on the card today, 74 xFIP minus, and Hogan Harris, who's actually on the mound right now for the Oakland Athletics. That is a 75 xFIP minus, and they are actually winning this game still, 7-3. Zach Wheeler's the fifth pitcher on the card here, ranked with an 83 xFIP. And then you get a bunch of them in the middle. Max Scherzer's, George Kirby's, Pablo Lopez, Jack Flaherty. And then we start to take a look at some of the pitchers who have a chance to struggle on the card today. Patrick Corbin is over a 100 xFIP minus. He's actually listed at a 103. Seeming like he actually turned the tide, though, Patrick Corbin, on the season itself, or should I say, on his career, which wasn't very good over the past 2 years. He did get lit up 3 starts ago, but had 2 back-to-back solid starts here. And he's listed at an ERA over the past 6 weeks here, 5 to 6 weeks, let's say, at a 4.21. Michael Wacha here, how about this, a 104, but take a look at his ERA over the past 5 weeks. A 1.23 and a batting average against Wacha, a 151. Good stuff here as you line it up. Now, let's continue to dip down into some of the guys we're going to fade. Now, granted, one of these guys is already off the board, and that was Contreras for the Pittsburgh Pirates. A guy out of 25 ranked pitchers on my card today, which have at least 10 innings pitched over the past 5 weeks, he was 23rd of 25. An xFIP minus number of a 124, an ERA of close to 6. And take a look at these devastating numbers. xFIP number, over 5, close to 5.5. Same thing with his Sierra, close to 5.5. Pitcher number 24 on the card today. That's Jordan Lyles of the Kansas City Royals, who has been absolutely atrocious so far in the season. It's no surprise over roughly the past 30 days. A 129 xFIP minus and an ERA that is listed at 7.76. High xFIP, high Sierra. The worst Sierra pitcher on the card today. Would you say, Donnie, what the heck does Sierra mean? Sierra Mountains, Rocky Mountains? Like, no. Sierra, Skill Interactive ERA, which basically takes a look at the ERA and also adds in some defensive metrics there. His XFIP, which is truly just on the pitcher himself, 5.80. And even though Connor Siebold does pitch in Colorado, this is XFIP minus number factors that in. He's still been atrocious. A card worse today, 134. Now, yesterday, we went after a card worse Tyler Anderson of the Los Angeles Angels. They got four runs off him in the first inning and a half, and I still wasn't able to hit my team total there. So some words to the wise. It doesn't always, obviously, work out in your favorite. And also, the Angels actually won that game. So that's something to play into it as well. Brandon Williamson, Cincinnati Reds, a 119 XFIP minus number. So he's somebody that you might want to pick on. Why? Because the Dodgers are on deck, and that game has great, great weather conditions. So just to prep you on what we're looking at from a pitcher's perspective, that's what we have. Let's take a look at the weather conditions. And the reason why I wanted to jump in on the Athletics and the Pirates game, currently underway now, very good conditions, just like you saw last night, which allowed for a total to go over. And it seems like it's on basically the same trajectory right now, because the Athletics scored 11 runs yesterday. They got 7 runs here through their first 6 at-bats. So 10 runs total in the game. I do believe that already cashed the over in that game. I don't think it was as high as 10. I don't think it was. Could have been 9.5 in that range, what I want to say. Maybe it was 10, but I don't have those official numbers in front of me. Seattle Mariners and the San Diego Padres, they're going to get it kicked off at 4:10 p.m. Eastern, 1:10 on the West Coast. That is a 66-degree day with a wind blowing out to right field at 11 miles an hour. The Philadelphia Phillies and the Detroit Tigers, again, looking at some of these conditions outside, we have those smoky wildfires, something to keep an eye on that one. 6:05 start at Citizens Bank Ballpark, 77 degrees, almost similar to the conditions that we had last night, which kept some of those balls in play in left field. The only run of the night was a Kyle Schwarber leadoff home run in the bottom of the first inning to cash in for the Philadelphia Phillies. The Yankees and the White Sox, it's a shame, because if they do play tonight, 75-degree night here in the Bronx, a wind blowing out to the right field bleachers at 10 miles an hour. So that could certainly help. The Arizona Diamondbacks, which smoked a double-digit spot against the Washington Nationals yesterday, that is 77 degrees with a wind blowing out to the right field seats. Also, the Los Angeles Dodgers and the Cincinnati Reds, great weather once again. You saw a ton of runs yesterday and a massive comeback for the Reds over the Dodgers. 77 degrees with a wind blowing out to right field, so that looks good. Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Guardians, 67 degrees with a wind blowing in from center field at 13 miles an hour. The Atlanta Braves and the New York Mets tonight, maybe the best weather conditions in entirety of Major League Baseball, 85 degrees with a wind blowing out to left field at 11 miles an hour. No real precipitation should be in the area in that one. Giants and the Rockies, 68 degrees tonight at first pitch. Rain in the forecast, about 50-50, but that wind blowing out to dead center field also. Chicago Cubs and the Los Angeles Angels tonight out in Anaheim, 67 degrees with a wind blowing out to center field at double digits. All right, let's take a look here. Let me just refresh my game card, and we'll zip through a couple of these, making sure we possibly hit the best of the best games that we have. Obviously, you don't have to go over Oakland and Pittsburgh. That game currently underway. The Padres and the Mariners, I don't really have any real feel for this game, because if we're trying to tee up some team totals and RBI props, it doesn't make all that much sense to do that. Michael Wacha's splits are incredible. To left-handed batters, he's a right-handed pitcher. That is a weighted on base percentage of 200 and an ISO power number of 0. Not a great lineup either, lining up for Seattle here, as we take a look at only two guys in the lineup anticipated, Crawford and Rodriguez. 357 weighted on base percentage. Rodriguez, a 351 weighted on base percentage. Everybody else is below. And the San Diego Padres don't look like they're going to fare too much better against George Kirby. Left-handers are the way to get after him. Maybe it's a Juan Soto day out there on the West Coast. We're going to hit all these Major League Baseball games and more. Make sure you keep it right here on the grid. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Roll rolling through here some Major League Baseball action as we get through it tonight. Big card tonight. But again, one game currently underway. One will get underway at around 4 o'clock. And then we start in the city of brotherly love, the Philadelphia Phillies and the Detroit Tigers tonight. Now, yesterday, the Philadelphia Phillies, which they did the day before as well, holding down those Detroit Tiger bats here. Olsen will be pitching on the mound today. Second start of his Major League career. First game, what do you go, about 5 to 6 innings, 2 earned runs. So he was solid. But getting a look at the Philadelphia Phillies lineup, ISO power numbers against him, even though it's only been 19 batters, 0 to lefties and 0 to righties with a K percentage of 31%. Granted, again, only 19 batters faced, but the Philadelphia Phillies seem to be waking up a little bit at the plate, but you wouldn't know that yesterday. The only run they got was Kyle Schwarber leading off the bottom of the first inning with a solo home run. A couple deep drives that didn't make it out of the ballpark, but that was all they needed. Taijuan Walker was very good yesterday. Any RBI prop shots in this game might be a little bit tough to come by, but I did throw out there just something fun on the Phillies. At the FanDuel Sportsbook, a same-game parlay here. Phillies, money line, which is pretty expensive in this game. I think it's coming in at like a minus 250 or so price. Trey Turner to get a double and Trey Turner to score a run. If that comes in, a $25 wager pays out at $228.85. So something fun I played in that game. It's not necessarily a great handicap, but I just wanted to put something out there for rooting interest. And if you guys want to tail along, you can certainly do that. But if we're looking from a Phillies perspective, Zach Wheeler's on the mound. He's been very good against right-handed batters over the past 30 days to the tune of a weighted on-base percentage of 247 and an ISO of 115. Lefty's a little bit of a different story. Has struggled a little bit at a 341 weighted on-base percentage and an ISO number of 213. But take a look at the anticipated lineup here for the Detroit Tigers. It's awful. I mean, a mix of lefty and righty batters, but my goodness, every single batter in this lineup tonight for the Detroit Tigers, last 30 days against right-handed pitching, 169 or under. Like, that's the high watermark for Baddow, the lefty, at 169. Everybody else is below. So not a great game overall, but I did take a shot here at a plus 815 price on the Phillies. Trey Turner to hit a double and Trey Turner to score a run tonight, which again, coupled with the Philadelphia Phillies money line, would cash in that ticket there. Kansas City and Miami, as we talked about it earlier, you're taking a look at pitchers that you might want to step in and fade. Look no further than Jordan Lyles at the Kansas City Royals. He hasn't done anything this year, and I don't know if he's going to do anything tonight either. No official lineup just yet for the Miami Marlins, but Lyles over the past 30 days has been bad. He's been bad the entire season. ISO power numbers to lefties at 229, to righties at 275. Fits in like a glove. Like, if you're looking to take an RBI prop, as I teased to start the show, it's Jesus Sanchez, the left-handed batter, due up probably in the five hole tonight. 31 plate appearances against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. A 448 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of 472. If you take a look at the first five guys in the lineup anticipated tonight for the Marlins, all high weighted on base percentages and or ISO power numbers. Your RBI shots will come from there. I do like De La Cruz, 243 ISO power number, weighted on base percentage 435. Soler, 271 ISO power number, 355 weighted on base percentage. And certainly Jesus Sanchez, which I think might be the best of the bunch here. Going up against Cabrera, I mean, I guess right-handed batter struggled a little bit there with the 214 ISO. You might be zeroing in on Salvador Perez at that point, but it looks like Miami's probably going to be able to win that game comfortably, but also some decent RBI shots here coming from the bats of the Marlins. If we take a look at Minnesota and Tampa, let me just do a quick background check. I just want to see here at the official starting lineups if we have a true opener or not in Tampa Bay. I don't think we do. I just think it's going to be a straight pitcher here, unless something... Oh, no, there it is. I knew it. Sean Armstrong is going to open up this game and then hand it over to Cooper Criswell. But looking at Criswell, last 30 days in Major League Baseball, a 5.19 xFIP number, a K rate of 16%. Now, he's really getting damaged by left-handed bats. He's only faced 21 of them over the past 30 days, but that's a 506. Yes, 506 weighted on base percentage and an ISO power number of 294. Some good bats in that lineup anticipated tonight against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days for those Minnesota Twins. Above average ISO power numbers, Polanco, Larnach, Lewis, Castro, Jeffers, and Taylor. Now, the issue with them is, again, going over on the early line this morning with Joe Ranieri, boy, did they strike out a lot. And when I say a lot, all nine batters, 21% or higher, striking out against right-handed pitching in the last 30 days. That's astonishingly high. So it feels like it's either in play for a base hit or a strikeout. Almost leaving you no options at this point, it feels like. Pablo Lopez will be on the mound here for the Minnesota Twins. That was part of that Louis Arraez trade, which has been sensational for the Marlins, by the way. Do you know Arraez is hitting .401 right now? Now we're in the month of June. Something to keep an eye on the rest of the way here. Lopez has struggled a little bit here with left-handed batters. So if you're looking from a left-handed perspective, not a ton to love in the lineup today for the Tampa Bay Rays. But maybe it's Josh Lowe with a .244 ISO power number as a lefty going up against right-handed batters, right-handed pitchers over the past 30 days. Arizona and Washington. Zach Davies will be on the mound for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Not a great pitcher. Limited starts here. Only faced about, 40 batters so far over the past 30 days. Some decent bats in the lineup for the Washington Nationals, but not really that's going to get my money. If we're taking a look here at the Arizona Diamondbacks, Corbin is a little bit higher with that XFIP number over the past 30 days, but also struggling a little bit now against right-handed batters, which is usually the case with left-handed pitchers. Christian Walker, 18 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days, a .500 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of .484. Evan Longoria, a .421 ISO power number with a weighted on-base percentage of .423. Moreno in the 8-hole tonight, a .333 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of .438. Excuse me, 538 at that point. Those are where your RBI shots are probably going to be coming from today. Not in love with that game, but it does look it could make some sense. Weather conditions in New York, something to watch out for. Not because it's going to rain or because it's going to be windy. The conditions are actually decent weather-wise, meaning around 80 degrees at first pitch. Wind blowing out to right field, which is where you like that. But the weather forecast here has those terrible, smoky, forest fire, Canadian winds blowing right through here on the East Coast. Lance Lynn, he can be had from the left-hand side, which is where he'd be focusing. I focused yesterday on Anthony Rizzo. Didn't help me out. But that would be another spot that you would look at. .222 ISO power number against right-handed pitchers over the past month in Major League Baseball. Or maybe it's Bowers. Due up, it looks like, anticipated out of that 9-hole today with an ISO power number of .300 and a weighted on-base percentage of .374. Am I trusting the Chicago White Sox here tonight? Not necessarily. That lineup stinks against right-handed pitching, particularly over the past month. And also the way to get after Vasquez, the pitcher on the mound for the New York Yankees, is really from the left-hand side. Benintendi's a lefty. Moncada's going to be a lefty. Grandal and Sheets. Not a lot to love in that lineup here overall. Houston and Toronto yesterday. Gausman was absolutely filthy on the mound. We'll see if Chris Bassitt can back up Gausman with another strong performance. Bassitt has struggled a little bit against lefties in the lineup over the past 30 days, and that's why you'd zero right in again on Yordan Alvarez, who has a .311 ISO power number and a weighted on-base percentage of .416 against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. Blanco will be on the mound for Houston, a .450 weighted on base percentage through 17 batters over the past 30 games, past 30 days, which isn't a lot to contend with, but maybe George Springer, who left the yard last night as a right-handed back, can do some damage. Vladimir Guerrero Jr., not great numbers, but still, again, from the right side. Not a lot to love in that game overall. Now, let's get to a game that might be on your radar tonight. As we talked about weather conditions once again, Dodgers-Reds, 78 degrees at first pitch, light winds blowing out to right field. We should see some runs in it. Why? Noah Syndergaard isn't a very good pitcher here. .342 weighted on base percentage of lefties, .378 to righties. And that's a good-looking lineup here once again for the Reds that's going to go up against them. But having said that, lineups usually don't get any much better than the Los Angeles Dodgers. Williamson's a left-handed pitcher with an xFIP of close to 6 over the past 30 days. Not a great ground ball pitcher here, but also susceptible from the right side. A .325 weighted on base average, which is right on the average. And also an ISO power number slightly elevated at .194. He actually has had success against left-handed batters, but the right side is where you want to focus on. Mookie Betts, 28 at-bats against left-handed pitching over the past 30 days. A .500 ISO power number. number and a weighted on base percentage of 454. Will Smith, 23 at bats that he's had against left-handed pitching over the past month, a 529 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 515. JD Martinez, which I did have an RBI prop yesterday, he did cash in. He's also raking left-handed pitching to the tune of a 381 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of a 415. Chris Taylor, due up in the sixth hole, anticipated a 458 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 518. So a lot to like out of that Dodgers lineup tonight for sure, particularly if you're just going to try to line up some statistics here on RBI. Best hitting environment in baseball tonight, I told you during the show, Mets and the Braves. Let me just take a look at the line, because it was almost crazy to try to look at and say, what's the head? This is really head scratching. Like, why would this number be 9.5 at a Max Scherzer start versus Charlie Morton? Two pitchers that can really get after it. Now, certainly, Max Scherzer had struggled to open the season, but really found his groove once again. And also, the New York Mets are a plus 108 dog in this game. Why? Not because of Max Scherzer's not pitching well. It's because the Mets at the plate can't get out of their own way. Up against Morton, you probably would want to factor on a right-handed batter, two of them. Alvarez in the 9 hole of 415 ISO power number against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days, and Pete Alonso, who had a long home run last night, a 416 ISO power number against right-handed pitching over the past 30 days. But if we're taking a look at Max Scherzer, he's been good. An xFIP of 3.31, K rate close to 30%, low ISO power numbers both sides. And if I'm just going back here to see where he actually fits in on FanGraphs today. Come on, where are you? There you go, Max. Eighth overall pitcher in line today. 1.02 whip and 89 xFIP minus, a low ERA and manageable xFIP and also Sierra numbers. So that 9.5 is interesting. Now, granted, it's a hitting environment. There's a lot of talent on the field. But does it equate to 10 runs in a Max Scherzer start? Something we're going to have to keep an eye on here throughout the rest of the day and wait for those official lineups to certainly come out. Baltimore and Milwaukee, not really feeling that game all that much. Kramer's going to be on the mound here for Baltimore. Burns will be on the mound for Milwaukee. St. Louis and Texas. Here's one that you want to take a look at as well. The Rangers are a favorite of minus 142, and Gray has been absolutely sensational over the past 5 to 6 weeks here. If I'm looking at here, he's the 11th pitcher on the card with a 99 xFIP minus. But my goodness, a 1.60 ERA to go along with that here. It is going up against a talented lineup, but an underachieving lineup here for the St. Louis Cardinals. Flaherty, the right-handed pitcher here on the mound for the Cardinals, struggling a bit here with right-handed batters, which would lead you to, again, Marcus Semien, a 25-game hit streak, looking to extend that to 26 over the past 30 days against right-handed pitching for Marcus Semien. 237 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 362. And by the way, Corey Seager, who Flaherty's actually done very well against left-handed batters. Seager's seeing right-handed pitching very well to the tune of a 306 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 417. Colorado at 840 tonight. Will there be runs in that game? Webb's been sensational. Connor Seabold has been not. Peterson, maybe see go yard tonight. Conforto, could be. We'll be back to close it all down next. Don't go anywhere.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I said goodbye. All right, final segment here before we get you out to the rest of your Sports Grid programming for the day. Don't go anywhere. Make sure you keep it on the grid here. We're amped up for Game 3 of the NBA Finals tonight, Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. We'll see where that line ends up. Currently sitting as a 3-point favorite here for the Denver Nuggets. We do have a couple wagers in, which include a same-game parlay. Gabe Vincent, two or more 3-point shots made. Michael Porter Jr., two or more 3-point shots made. Max Strus, two or more 3-point point shots made. That is a plus 130 price. Also a same game parlay just for fun here. Hopefully it hits too, because it'd be a nice little payback. A plus 815. The Phillies to win tonight. Trey Turner to record a double and also score a run. Not an RBI, just score a run. So if he doubles, he's halfway there. Steal third base, maybe score on the ground ball, and everything would go your way. Already cashed in on Jace Peterson to get an RBI this afternoon at plus 248. So we are in the money. And also I did take the boost here at DraftKings, and that was for Jimmy Butler to get 20 and also Jamal Murray to score 20 or more points tonight. JP, where are you going tonight? What do we got?
Yeah, yesterday we gave you the Jamal Murray over. You got a boost on that, so that's what I'm looking at. And then I'm going to go with Jimmy Butler over the 6.5 assists.
There we go. So we're living tonight, having some fun, checking it in. I know a lot of the boys that called in today certainly involved as well. But I'm looking to see how it plays out today. It'll be fun to talk about. I'm actually really rooting for a Heat victory because I just want to see those series prices here finally flip over to the Miami Heat. Or are they just going to say, like, no, it's 2-1. And the Miami Heat can go up 3-1 and have home court advantage. But it's really not that big of a stop the madness here. Stop it. We need the Heat to win tonight just so we can see some of those numbers and how they actually check out. Phillies lineup is out tonight. Official Schwarber, Castellanos, Harper, Turner, Realmuto, Stott, Marsh, Clemens, and Harrison. So Turner will be hitting in the cleanup spot tonight. Come on now. Bryce, get on base. Just no home runs either. And don't be starting the second inning with Trey Turner leading off. See what I mean? Actually, you know what? It might not even matter at that point. He hits a home run, it means he scores a run. But he's got to get a double. The double is the key word tonight for Trey Turner. Let's have a night here. We got robbed last night. We're not going to get robbed again today. For JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie Wrightside on a solo mission. Thank you for tuning in to Moneyline. Steal it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.